This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 10:06 in the morning. It's a Friday, and it's also day 5 of the conditional MCO or CMCO. Now, most businesses are still adjusting to this new norm with new SOPs to ensure a safe environment. Haruka Bakery is a halal certified bakery with 4 outlets around town. They started actually way back in October 2016, and they've always been positioning themselves as a social enterprise with various charities involvement and also partnerships with local associations and NGOs.
Yeah, so KC Lee, the founder of Haruka Berry, is with us today. KC, take us back to the first day when MCO was announced. You know, how did you handle it and what was your strategy?
Yep, so the first thing, to be honest, we are quite worried because most of the outlets are in shopping mall, which are not allowed to open. So, but after a short thing through, so we decided to do a couple of things. Number one, we started to message all our regular customers, tell them, "Hey, look, don't worry, we'll still serve you." And we will start, that's why we will do the delivery to their regular customer who used to stay around Kota Damansara. So second thing, I also realized that most of our staff are quite worried about whether if they will get paid and all these things. So immediately we have to sit down with my account to work out our cash flow. Then that's why we started telling them, "Hey, look, don't worry, we'll be able to work through this to try to comfort them." And on top of that, we decided to start to do some charity because I feel that at this difficult time, we want everyone to have more positive thinking and elements to bring them through this tough time. Mm. So I want them to tell them, "Look, we are still working. We other than that, we also do something good deed to the society." So that is what we immediately have done. So started on 30th of March, we started to work with Masala Kitchen to start distribute breads and cakes to some of the homeless people and also those medical executives who need food every day.
Now, Casey, there's a couple of things there that we'd like to follow up. So cash flow, what sort of runway did you have?
Yeah, we have to look at, retail business is like a cash business. Without open a business, we totally like a zero income. In fact, our business, the revenue has dropped for about 80%. Today, we only have left with one outlet open, which is Kota Damansara. The other three are temporarily closed. Mm. And for petrol station, we only left with one petrol station. We're still supplying to them because the crowd is very less every day. So that's why we have to look at to start to use our reserve and even some saving from my personal account. So, but after calculation, we believe we'll be able to overcome it.
Your headcount, Casey, you know, you have 30 over staff members, and not all of them could continue their work. So, how have their roles changed? You know, what are they doing now?
Okay, those who are working were still helping us. Those who are not working, we just have to tell them, "Look, we have to rest at home," and to encourage them to do some self learning online, whatever online course they can find. So on and off, we will try to text them and say, "How are you? Anything we could help?" So despite they don't work, we still frequently talk to them and tell them what is the progress and when wherever we need help from them, on and off, we will tell them as well. But in reality, it's quite tough for certain people. I mean, certain colleagues who stay in the area which is called red zone, they even have difficulty to come out if we ask them to come to KD shop to help. So it's quite difficult for them. So luckily, we have a very wonderful colleagues that who don't mind to work extra for those who cannot help on these particular times. So I'm delighted. The whole spirit of the teams are pretty okay. Yeah.
So you have a few workers helping you out in your HQ at Kota Damansara, but I also understand that even you are doing the delivery as well.
Yes. At the beginning, I'm still doing it, and I still doing this. One of the reasons is I want to set a good example to tell my colleague, look, as long as we can handle our hygiene ourselves, there is not so much a worry. So we practice quite a strict rule. When they come in, they have to sanitize themselves. After go home, we always tell, look, you have to. So we even get them a mask and whatever necessary for them to clean out themselves. So for certain colleagues that when during the lockdown periods, some colleagues have to take public transport. We always tell them, look, they have to take extra cautious of that. So yes, I'm still doing the delivery myself. Another reason is we try to managing the cost rather than back to outsource to any third party at this moment. So that's what we are doing. Yeah.
So you're also doing charity as well during this time. You're working with Masala Wheels and delivering food to frontliners. Now, while this is a great time to get together and collaborate, you're also incurring extra cost here, right?
Yes. That's why, the cost definitely is more because we have ingredient cost that we have to produce to the charity. But the operating, my operating cost is almost a sunk cost. So that's why to me, at this moment, revenue is not really our concern. Of course, as a businessman, revenue is always a concern, but not on this particular time. To me, the morale of my team is more important at this moment. I have to get everyone together to work them through this because most of them are pretty young. Even I think none of us has gone through these kind of situations. So we are also learning and try to do something good like started on last Friday, we even extend a bit of a good deed to the riders. Like we work with the parties like Hungry Apps and Beep. So whenever rider come pick up the food, we will give them a free buns. With the reason is we feel that at least during Buka Puasa, they still have something to buy. Some of them really tough that they don't even have time even to eat even during Buka Puasa. Around 7 o'clock. So I told them, hey, look, take one bun. So at least during the time when you are riding, you still can have something to buy. So that's the whole value or whole idea I want to let my team to know. Hey, look, we difficulty time. There are more people worse than us, more need us more than we need others. So we try to implant this kind of positive message to all my colleagues. And we also try to share this to some of our customers so that everyone can do a bit. I think we will have a wonderful country. So if we all do our parts.
So what's your plans after MCO?
Yeah, the plans we have, since day one, we have engaged a delivery company from 1-2 now. By yesterday, we already have engaged with 4 delivery companies. So we hope through all these delivery companies, they will help us on our sales on every day. So we also will start to talk to one of the mall management. If we are allowed, maybe we'll start on after the 12 or 13 May, with also with the help of delivery on different areas. So we believe that will help up our overall revenue. So thanks God that from day one until today, we have seen some kind of increment in our sales comparison when we started. So in fact, I think after the MCO, the spending or the shopping habit will be changed as well. So I personally feel that more and more people will try to order online rather than to travel out. After MCO, I believe social distancing is still very important.
Casey, last one here. You are also part of Maxis's hashtag Kita Support Kita initiative, right? Now, tell me a little bit about this program and what it means for you and how you think this could help other entrepreneurs like yourself.
Yeah, I would like to thank Maxis to invite us. And I think that is a very good initiative. At this point of moment, I always tell people, look, one of the things we should do is we have to encourage each other. So to send out more positive message or more positive elements out there to influence those people who know or surrounding us, I think Maxis is doing a great job on this. We hope we are Haruka Bakery, we are just doing a small part. We hope what we are doing can influence others to put in more effort to help out and to do something which is good. I think that is the fundamental value or objective that Maxis would like to send out in the countries.
That was Casey Lee, the founder of Haruka Bakery, talking about their challenges and strategies that he's taken. And it's really nice to hear, you know, an owner of a bakery even giving out buns to the riders and saying,
yeah,
keep this, it's for your book up parcel later. And, you know, you feel so touched when you
hear owners. You know, such a sweet man. And you can tell that he's also a great boss. You know, he's thinking about the delivery guys. He's thinking about his staff. He's also performing deliveries himself. Mm. So good on you, Casey.
You know, before, you know, I was speaking to him earlier, he mentioned to me that he never actually came from the baking industry. He's been in the IT business for the past 20 years.
This is, you know, this is another story where a passion, you know, can really, well, I don't know. It's, it's a nice story for a Friday, I guess.
It is. Stay tuned. We've got another entrepreneur as I think, you know, done something really interesting during this period of time. This is Voice of SMEs, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.